Good morning and welcome. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. You are welcome to take advantage of that this morning. The Hand County Ministerial Crosswalk is today in Miller, and that'll start at 1:30 p.m. The bridal shower for Kelsey Johnson will be April 17th at 10 a.m. here at the church. The membership class will start April 11th, and it will also go on April 18th. So if you're interested in becoming a member of our church, there will be a membership class April 11th and 18th. If you plan on participating in a short-term missions trip, there are forms in the foyer that you can fill out for some funding for that, and those will be due May 9th. Victory Center Bible Camp is open for registration, and spots are filling quickly. There's only a few spots left last time I checked, so you can go ahead and look to see if your kids can register for that. There's a waiting list as well if you don't quite make it. And then also, Victory Center Bible Camp is looking for some male staff for the summer. Last I talked to Ken, they said that they needed either 12 men who are willing to help out for 1 week at a time, or 2 men who are willing to help out for the whole summer. So they're in need of some staffing for the summer, male staffing for the summer. So keep that in your prayers. And then VBS will be June 1st through 4th. That'll be 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's the first week in June. And then we are also looking for help for VBS, and there will be a sign-up sheet in the foyer as well for that if you'd like to help out with VBS this summer. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Thank you. Thank you, Children's Department, and for Paula and Lori and Janelle playing. Thank you for that. We do welcome you on this Palm Sunday, and if you will take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 173. 173, I ask you to stand with me, please. All glory, laud, and honor. Number 173.
Glory, Lord, and honor to Thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, Thou David's royal son. Blessed One, the company of the angels are praising Thee on high, and mortal men and all things created make reply. The people of the Hebrews with song before Thee went, our praise and prayer and anthems before Thee we present. To Thee before the Passion they sang their hymns of praise. To Thee now I exalt the praise we bring. Oh, in all good delightest Thou, good and gracious King.
Sing, you may be seated. It's our opportunity for our prayer request and praises. Grateful, a couple of things I do have. Grateful we got moisture yesterday. I know our area and our state desperately needs it. Also, we finished up Club Rock this past Wednesday, and grateful for all those that have helped throughout this year. And as we look forward to VBS, the end of May, 1st of June, just ask that preparing the hearts of those who will be working, and I know Pastor Derek would appreciate people volunteering. And then also the prayer request from Ken Taves of Victory Center of needing two male cabin leaders for the entire summer or a combination of individuals to come each week. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Paula. So the prayer request and praise is that Grace and Stephen are expecting a child in September. The prayer requests for the health of the baby, but also Grace has a cyst that has developed that they have had to wait for the baby's growth to reach a certain time frame, and then she will be having surgery to remove that cyst, Lord willing, in the next couple of weeks. Paula notified me that there is a Caring Bridge site, and you can get that information from Paula as well. And then long-term, Stephen's mom is, volunteered or asked or how all that works with grandparents. Mine's never lived close enough to do that. But she will be watching the grandchild, and so Grace will continue working with navigators. That is the plan for now. Any other prayer requests or praises? It is a blessing to see Alicia and Aaron, Charlie and Amelia. It's Aaron's first Sunday with us. Today, I believe, was her due date. Is that, yes, so so just a month early, but it's good to see her and the family. That is a huge praise, and we continue to pray for her growth and strength and as the adjustment of having a second in the household, second child. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Charlie. So Charlie's request is for his brother John. He was in a car accident a couple days ago. I did see pictures. The car does not look that good. But grateful that he was the only one involved there, and he, in a sense, was able to walk away. He's got some shoulder issues that we will pray for healing, as well as the replacement for the vehicle. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin this Sunday, and the reminder our children brought to us that this is Palm Sunday. This is the day that we celebrate the triumphal entry of your Son into Jerusalem. And though the events, they've been recorded, and we have, as a church throughout history, have rehearsed and reminded ourselves again and again of the events of not only of today, but of the entire week. It is that reminder again that your Son came on a mission to seek and save those who are lost. And we wonder at how fickle the crowds can be until we look inside our own hearts and realize that we would have been just as eager on Sunday to see a Messiah come in to solve all of our political and social problems, and yet not seeing that done, to turn on him and cry crucify on Friday. Because you know of our hearts, and you know the fact that we could not save ourselves. No matter how good we could try to be, we fall short of your Father's holy standard. And so we are grateful again for the sacrifice of your Son, that he came willingly. And as we remember the events of that week, we thank you that there will be a day that your Son will return. And this time, the whole world will know and will bow. Father, we have the privilege of knowing full well and of who your Son is and what he has accomplished on the cross, and by his work of his death and resurrection, to be able to, by believing, to be able to be brought into your family. Father, we lift up the prayer requests of our church and our community. We do thank you for the rain, the moisture of yesterday. You know our needs, and especially as we go into spring work and the ongoing calving, we continue to ask for your hand of blessing, but also your hand of protection on all of those that are working with livestock, as well as getting equipment ready and being out in the fields. Father, we pray for those that have attended Club Rock. We thank you for those that have helped throughout this past year. We are grateful. And as we've seen anniversaries of last year, we are grateful we were able to be together, to be able to minister to our students in our community. We pray for VBS as we switch gears, as we ask for volunteers, thankful for the hearts you prepare, not only to assist, but also to attend. Father, I pray that you would be with Grace and Stephen. Thankful that we can come alongside of them and support her work at Navigators, but we ask for her physical healing, that for the baby, that you would keep the baby healthy for mom, as well as the upcoming surgery. Give the wisdom to the doctors and the surgical team, and that we ask, because of the great you as the great physician, that you would heal her completely. We are grateful to see Erin here in, on her first Sunday. We are thankful for the way that you have watched over Charlie and Alicia. We're grateful that she can join Amelia, and we ask for her continued growth and strength, and for the families, they adjust to having a second child. It is a huge blessing, but we know it comes with just greater responsibilities. Father, we just pray also that when the time is ready, you would draw her to yourself. Father, we pray for John Harkins with his car accident, that you would heal his shoulder, also that you would provide the funds to replace the vehicle. Thankful that it was not any worse for his health, but we know the replacement of vehicle is a huge expense and can be seeming like a huge mountain. We ask that you would intervene and show yourself powerful in John's life. Father, we also lift up the ministries we support. We pray for Victory Center. Grateful for the individuals that they have interviewed for the director position, that you would give wisdom to the board as they move forward. But we also pray for the summer's needs for two male cabin leaders, that you would raise up either individuals to fill in for each week, or I know for Ken's desire to have two men step forward to be available for the whole summer. We pray that you would be with Ken and Karen, and that they would have a couple to be able to mentor, to show them the ropes, so that they can transition to full focus ministry in the Kadoka area. We also pray for Sunshine. We're thankful to be able to partner with them. And in Christian education, we pray as they enter into the last quarter, be with the students, especially all the busyness of the last semester and the last quarter. But I also pray for the seniors, that you would guide and direct and show them the next step for their lives. Father, we're thankful for the church body you've given to us, for the community you've placed us in. We pray for our elected leaders and officials, that you would give them wisdom, for our servicemen and women that are both serving here and abroad, that you would protect and watch over. And for us, help us to know how we fit in your kingdom and how we can seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Thank you, Father, for all that you give us, all the blessings you bring our way, and the struggles that we know that you are in the midst of. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, if you'll take your hymn books, I'll ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing number 360, Jesus is Lord of All, number 360. And the words will be on the screen as well. You'll stand with me, please.
Jesus is Savior and Lord of my life, my hope, my glory, my all. Wonderful Master in joy and in strife, on him you too may call. Jesus is Lord. I try. Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. Lord of my thoughts and my service each day. Jesus is Lord of all. Will you surrender your all to Him now? Follow His will and obey. Crown Him as sovereign before Him. Jesus is Lord of all. Lord of my thoughts and my service each day. Jesus is Lord of all.
Very good singing. You may be seated.